Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 8th. You'll be interested to know, 39 years ago, today in 1986, The Oprah Winfrey Show premiered nationally, heralding a new era of empathetic storytelling, personal growth, and cultural connection, a radiant milestone in media history. This joyous moment celebrates human creativity, communication, and the power of authentic voices to inspire millions. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking fair with 2+ feet waves. Conditions should hold steady through the morning before shifting to 2 to 3+ feet. By late morning, becoming a bit choppy. Winds are currently onshore at 3 miles per hour, increasing to 10 miles per hour by noon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 11 seconds and the onshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 5.5 feet at 10:15 a.m., followed by a half-foot low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off fair on Tuesday with waves around 3+ feet and light winds. As the day progresses, expect choppy conditions with wave heights remaining between 2 to 4 feet. Wednesday sees a slight increase in size, with choppy waves around 2 to 4 feet, but fair conditions in the morning. Thursday returns to fair conditions early with waves around 2 to 3+ feet, but choppy conditions develop later. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 71 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:06, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:30. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m., clearing to mostly sunny skies with a high near 80 and a gentle northwest breeze gusting up to 20 mile per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 65 and light northwest winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 75 and a light west wind. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 65 and a northwest wind. Wednesday brings partly sunny skies with a high near 74. Wednesday night will continue with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 63. Thursday offers more partly sunny conditions with a high near 73. Thursday night remains mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Friday looks to be mostly sunny with a high near 74 and mostly cloudy skies at night with a low around 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, dozens of neighbors gathered at the 28th Street Playground in South Park on Sunday to protest proposed housing changes in San Diego neighborhoods. The demonstration, organized by the grassroots coalition Preserve Greater Golden Hill, aimed to raise awareness about Senate Bill 79. Richard Santini, a longtime resident of Golden Hill, expressed concerns that the bill would allow developers to build taller and denser housing near public transportation, potentially up to 6 stories high. He argued that the plan lacks sufficient infrastructure to support increased housing emphasizing the need for expanded bus and trolley lines. California lawmakers must vote on the bill by September 12th, as the current legislative session ends. Now on to sports. The rematch of last season's AFC divisional round game between the Baltimore Ravens and Buffalo Bills did not disappoint last night on Sunday Night Football, as quarterback Josh Allen led the Bills to overcome a fourth-quarter 15-point deficit and win 41-40. The game shifted in Buffalo's favor when Ravens running back Derrick Henry fumbled on Baltimore's 38-yard line with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left, allowing Buffalo to recover. Allen completed a 4-play drive, culminating in a touchdown run with 1 minute and 58 seconds remaining. The Ravens failed to score on their next possession, leading to a game-winning 32-yard field goal by veteran kicker Matt Prater. Allen finished the game with 394 passing yards and 2 touchdowns, while Lamar Jackson had 2 touchdowns and 70 rushing yards. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Coors Field in Denver, the Padres beat the Rockies 8-1. Cease earned the win, pitching 5 innings with 4 hits and 1 earned run. Manny Machado powered the offense with a 252-foot home run and 3 RBIs. Additional homers came from Merrill and Sheets. The Friars finished with 15 hits, 0 errors, and left 12 runners on base. The Padres improved to 78-65. Tonight, the Padres face the Reds at Petco Park for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Yu Darvish takes the mound for San Diego, holding a record of 3-5 with a 5.75 earned run average. Nick Lodolo pitches for Cincinnati, boasting 8-7 with a 3.22. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40 in San Diego, with clear weather and a temperature of 77 degrees. In top news, influencers have described propranolol as a magic pill that eases nervous jitters in various settings, with prescriptions rising, especially among young women. As Erica Fisher prepares for her wedding, she considers taking a beta blocker. She notes that many have had a good experience with the medication. Propranolol, approved by the Food and Drug Administration in 1967, is now the fastest-growing pill for stressful situations, increasing prescriptions by 28% since 2020. It reduces physical anxiety symptoms, although it is not FDA-approved for that purpose. While generally non-addictive, propranolol carries risks, including fainting from low blood pressure. In business news, oil tycoons are betting big on Donald Trump, and it is paying off. The administration is opening land to drilling, rolling back environmental restrictions, and hobbling renewable energy, despite a drop in crude prices. Millionaire Harold Hamm celebrated Trump's election, having donated tens of millions of dollars, believing in a pro-fossil fuel agenda. The administration is approving new gas export terminals and proposing to remove environmental regulations. While oil prices hover near $62 a barrel, executives see the turbulence as a price worth paying for their agenda. Environmentalists are alarmed, claiming these moves will fuel climate change and increase energy costs for consumers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend at just over $111,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $4,300. And XRP is up 3% to $2.88. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google is warning its 2.5 billion Gmail users to enhance their security. While there are claims that users should change their passwords due to a breach, this is only partly accurate. The actual advice is to stop using passwords entirely. The breach originated from Salesforce, where hackers obtained business-related Gmail data, but no credentials were stolen. Phishing and impersonation attacks have surged, with Google noting that these tactics account for roughly 37% of successful account takeovers. Users are advised to switch to passkeys and enable two-factor authentication for better security. In a world of constant breaches, vigilance remains crucial. And in entertainment news, get ready. The Leonardo DiCaprio movie, One Battle After Another, that was filmed in Sacramento and other locations across Northern California, is opening in theaters this month. With a release date set for September 26, the action film also stars Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, Regina Hall, and Hiana Taylor. Written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, the plot centers around a former revolutionary reuniting with old associates to find his missing daughter. The estimated filming budget is at least $130 million, making it Anderson's most expensive project to date. The film will be released in IMAX and standard formats nationwide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Dale Carnegie. And he said, "Success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting what you get." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.